I was walking into your living room, and there was a 10-gallon fish tank there. You had just bought it, and you were looking at the fish that came out of silver. And I saw a shark fish in the tank about 8 inches long, and he was sitting at the bottom, killing and eating a 4-inch fish. There are 1-inch fish swimming on the top of the neon tetras color thing. And I looked, and the shark was eating the 4-inch fish, and seeing that 4-inch fish was so completely gone. And you were just staring at the tank, and there was nothing that you could do to save the fish. And then I saw another 4-inch fish come out of hiding from behind a plant on the left side of the aquarium, and he floated it around. It looked like he was in a state of panic. Maybe he breathed the blood of the other 4-inch fish and his ally and his family. And that 4-inch fish was girded around, and that shark was sat there at the bottom, and that 4-inch fish was girded around from there. And then the shark opened his mouth, and in a darkened panic, he slammed straight into the shark's mouth. All he had to do was close his mouth and swallow the fish whole. There was no fight like with the first one. There was no struggle. And I looked over at you, and you looked amazed that the shark had ate your 2 4-inch fish, which were probably only $10 each, and they just didn't get along with the tank together. And I looked at the tank, and I saw those 1-inch neon tetras floating around at the top. Maybe they'd be victims later, trapped in this little cage, hearing that the shark would just wait until it was bored, until it administered its punishment. And I wanted to ask you why you bought all of these different sized fish, including this shark fish, and put it in a lid all together in this tank. I mean, maybe the shark was going to be eating more food than you were prepared to buy them. Besides, the shark that size shouldn't even be alone in a tank as small as 10 gallons. You need food to grow. But before I could say anything, I saw the shark fish swim to the top of the aquarium and stick his nose out of the water and open the lid to the aquarium. You aren't looking, so I asked you to go over to the top but not get too close. And that shark was just sitting there on top of the back there, looking at you. And it looked as if he wanted to show you what a good eater he was. It was almost as if he was looking to you for approval.